Hey, welcome everyone for the weekly discussion in English medium. We will start with the suggested topic, traditional one. Before that, before going to our formal discussion, if anyone is having any issue, any topic, any suggestion, any complaint, we can take few minutes.
Avasarai Swami Nuhansa.
Oh.
We have not received any reports or complaints, Swami Nuhansa.
Good news. So then I will invite Venerable Chandaratana to start with the presentation so that we can have different translations and discussion progressing.
Avasarai Swami Nuhansa, we will start with paying homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. The name of the sutta is called Bhadravuda Sutta.
Bhadravaka.
Bhadravuda. Bhadravuda.
Bhadravuda.
Amen. Bhadravuda Sutta. So this is actually the 12th sutta in the Parayana Vagga Sutta Nipata. So the Pali verse going like this. Okang jahang tanhachidang anejang. Nanding jahang ogatinang vimuttang. Kappan jahang abhyache sumedhang. Sutvana nagasya apanamissanti ito. I'll repeat the Dhamma verse. Okang jahang tanhachidang anejang. Nanding jahang ogatinang vimuttang. Kappan jahang abhyache sumedhang. Sutvana nagasya apanamissanti ito. So, we'll go to the English translation.
Avasarai Swami Nuhansa. I entreat the home leaver, said the Venerable Bhadravuda. The cutter
off. Bhadravuda means auspicious weapon. Bhadra means good, auspicious. Avuda means the weapon or tool. That means good, efficient tool.
So, I'll start. This is verse 1101. I entreat the home leaver, said Venerable Bhadravuda. The cutter off of craving, one without impulse, who has abandoned delight, crossed over the flood. One liberation. Abandon mental constructs, one extremely wise. Having heard this from the Naga, they will depart from here.
That means raga without kamang. Yeah, you can see the single translation.
So the
direct translation of the single language.
Single translation. Ayushmat Bhadravuda mese vicharai. Panchakama gunalaya duralu. Shadvida trushna kaya sindalu. Atalodahamhi nosalena. Anagata rupadi prarthana sankhyata nandiya herapiyu. Chaturoga tharane kala. Kilesun keren midunu. Trushna drushti kalpayan duralu, shobhana praknya eti, tathagatayan vahanse, tathagatayan vesesing ayadimi. Nagayan vesesing ayadimi. Nagayan vahansege dharme asa.
This is not the first version, now we are continuing.
Nagayan vahansege dharme asa, me pahana saying, boho janayo nikma yeti. So that's the single translation.
So that means phrasing the Buddha, telling his virtues, his qualities, he is free of desire, and what are the other qualities? Ragang pahaya.
Nanding jahang. The delight.
That means attraction, delight.
Not
taking delight of anything.
Ogatinnang.
And cross the streams or the flood.
Floods. Then vimuttang.
And then liberated.
Liberated. Then kappan jahang. Kappang here basically means that some sort of kappana, the various kinds of vitakka.
Thinking patterns. So he is normal entangled with mental proliferations.
Yeah. Kappanjahang abhyache sumedang. So sumeda is the wise one.
Sumeda means born wise. The earned wisdom. It's born. He's born with wisdom.
So all that are very much
These are the epithets. So these are the epithets, and he is a kind of a person phrasing Buddha. He is not free from desire, he is not free from delight, he is not free from mental proliferation, but he is in a position to recognize the Buddha and phrase it. That is the most important preliminary quality, you to become developed, you to become liberated, because you must have prepared mind. You must know he is done. Of what? I have desire, I have delight, I have proliferant mental proliferations and all the kind of thing, but this is one person. So he is telling, phrasing him, please Buddha. So he is qualifying the Buddha in a sense and asking a question relevant, that preparedness, that prepared mind, that is the main thing Sir Baden-Powell started the scouting. Be prepared. Simple as that. So this is what you call samadhi. This is the point where you have correct view. If you have not that view, whatever the qualities of the Buddha, you don't know how to gain it. Because you have to see the water flow, then only you can think about the hydropower. You have to have a head difference and you have to discipline it. First you have to looking at it. You have to understand that has the potential energy. How can we put into the kinetic energy? And then kinetic energy only the one we can use for the human use, and otherwise water is useful. So likewise that stream, to be disciplined, you must understand first. That is the what lacking. There are a lot of qualitative people are there. People don't recognize them because I think, attributable one thing, they don't have moral shame and moral fear. That's the only thing lacking in the present day education. That is the only one giving saddha. You must have a moral feeling, I have moral responsibilities. But I make a straight, drastic, opposite statement. As far as you are alone, you are not morally bound. As far as you are living in the society, only guideline is the moral responsibilities. That is the what planning or conspiracy and doing purposefully in the schools. That's called hidden curriculum and moral education. They have cut off. And the second thing is media. They don't have moral shame. They don't have moral fear. So they are the people running the society, setting the trends, education, law, money, my banking, media, I mean newspapers. There are six detrimental trends. These are what you call civilization. So they think the society can be liberated. What the hell? Even you can't liberate it because media is covering you even when you are in the cave. Cell phones and media and kind of, so you have to understand it. So therefore liberation is single decision, not a common decision. As far as you are in a common society, you must understand moral shame and the moral fear is the thing. Our parents had it, and parents, they have high level, and it was eroding. And when you go to the Western countries and other places, they are full-fledged. They are entertaining the life. No shame. This is no shirt, no shame, no shoes. This is the one. So this is in the society only we are having this discussion. We have the Zoom technology and all the kind of, we are doing in a discussion. But if you do not know how to extract the singular message, what is the message to me? Be alone unto yourself. You are not morally bound. Moral means at least two people or more. You are a slave. So you have to be isolated, but you are very boring. You are very frustrated and no address. So that is the point. Yesterday we had a chat. This is people born before 70s in Sri Lanka. They had some qualities. People born after 70s, they are in this turmoil of the technological development, infrastructural development, transport development. So they know the world in different way. For example, the present-day Singaporean and the people were there before 70s, different. The particular person says, I did the social survey to understand why people born before 70 different, because their parents see independence struggle in Sri Lanka, 1948. Their children born in 70s, they had patriotism. I am not appreciating patriotism as such, and love to the local qualities. But 70s onward, everything became common, infrastructure-wise, media-wise, and education-wise. Then what to do? They don't know how to get isolated. They find isolation is antisocial. They find it is something discarded. I mean, that is called decasting. Relling, rying, illoladala. So they have the alienation. They have the loneliness, not the aloneness. They are psychiatrically upset, depressed. Because I am not accepted by the society. I am below the social level. He himself in the inferiority. Even the top class people in inferiority. So therefore, you have to understand the Buddha qualities. And then I have no. Therefore, I have rights to ask the Buddha. But as far as I know who the Buddha is. And that prepared mind is what you call the Sammaditti. And that is what Buddhists always we think, we are Sammaditti, other religious people are Michaditti. Wrong views. That itself make all the Buddhists Michaditti. You know, Dhammika in 1780s, he told, any Ditti Michaditti. No Ditti, no view, good. But that is not happy with our temple monks. This we are Sammaditti. We are Buddhist. We call Anyagamika or Agamigattya. Others are, they can't wash and clean. We are Sammaditti. But they have no preparedness. They don't know the qualities of the Buddha. They don't know what is the question to be asked. What are the pragmatic questions? Other people don't know. They don't appreciate lack of craving, lack of delight, lack of hatred as a quality. The whole society is to develop the craviness, the delight. So how can you recognize the Buddha, even if he comes on Pindapatha to your doorstep? No. So that is the first verse. So therefore we have to understand, we have sacrificed and we have come to trod the path so far. So therefore we have to understand where am I? What am I? Who am I? Without knowing that, Anapanasati and other kind of extravagant it become. Wherever you start, here, now I am. That's a starting point. If you do not know how to trace that, no one can lead you. You have to understand the qualities as qualities, which you do not have. Understanding itself is a quality. I don't have it, but there's a person. Yeah, it's a personalized qualities, so it is not unachievable. He achieved, I am not. And one Swami Vivekananda represented the Hindu language, religion, and 1956 San Francisco, there was a religious parliament. Anagarika Dharmapala went and gave a talk, very profound talk about introducing Buddhism. I talk about the Buddhism. And Swami Vivekananda told, the Buddha is the only person realized, therefore, if I have 100th of the Buddha's qualities, I can do my service 100% more. What the Buddha taught is nothing for me. I know everything. But no one is practicing. Therefore, tons of books, knowledge, I value 1 ounce of practice. Therefore, I appreciate Buddha, not his disciple, not his Dhamma. Because these things are common to us. But he achieved. So both of them were talking about Buddhism. His talk published in Sri Lanka and given because he praised Buddha. His qualities. Because Hinduism always talking about that. Shivohan. Satchitananda, Chiddhananda Rupa, Shivoham, Shivoham. Do you understand? What do you mean? Chiddhananda Rupa, Shivoham, Shivoham. Chiddhananda, Chiddhananda. No, there is no Shiva and me. There is no Paramatma and Jivatma. That's a supreme energy is me. What the Buddha says, Buddhoham. When the Buddha was striving, he said, Buddhoham Bodhisattva, I will be the Buddha. But everyone says Buddha is something to praise, something to worship. So you get a distance. But understand the Buddha qualities and lack of my Buddha qualities is not a taking a distance. It's a connection. It's a prepared mind. It's humbleness. It's a, how do you call, very humble and innocence. The simple, the beautiful word is innocence. Beautiful. But Buddhists are very arrogant. Very difficult to tackle with. They think others are wrong ideas, whether they have wrong. This thing, we are the trendsetters. They do all the juggleries. So therefore, we have to understand, just develop the beginner's mind. Just like a child. Just like a Bhadravuda. Till the Buddha, his qualities. Not a single person on the earth praiseworthy like Buddha. Because he don't have qualities. That is the main quality. All the other people have qualities. And in the, what do you call, Nirvana Shatakam. It says, Nirvana Shatakam, it says, I am not Patavi, I am not Tejo, I am not Vayo, nothing. I am not duality, I am not Panchakosha Nyaya. He deny everything. That is Shankaracharya. But he says that Shivohang, I have a soul. Shiva and me, no difference. I merge with the Shiva, the Jivatma, the individual self is merged with the universal self. We have self. Buddha says, I am not denying the both. I am denying the middle also. He catches the middle and then he says, Advaita Vedanta. But in Sri Lankan Buddhists, they don't know even. Nacha Prajna Sangyo Na Vayi Pancha Vayu Na Nava Supta Dhatu Nava Pancha Kosha. All the theories he denied. Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu, good, bad, everything. He says, I am Shiva. So people worship Shankaracharya, telling he is a Rishi. But he says, you all are Shiva. You all are Shiva, Buddhaham. So the klesho, I mean, all the key terms what is we found in the deep this thing is that lucky we have an Indian guy, because they are somewhat exposed to these things, and this is the thing killed Buddhism in India. After Shankaracharya came, all Buddhism wiped off. He became prominent, and he introduced some values to the Hinduism, but. The Buddhists can't understand what he is talking about, because we are not talking about the real core thing in Buddhism. We are talking about the pujas and the Prince Siddhartha before enlightenment, the past life. These are the things we are talking about. But otherwise Buddha mentioned it. So Bhadravuda is making a platform telling Bhante, you have these qualities. That means I don't have. But I simply humbly praise you. So this is the connection. This is the umbilical cord from the Buddha to me. But I am humble. I am sucking. I am the milk. Mother is very happy. I am happy that others also, if you participate. Otherwise, I am talking. Bhadravuda. Anyone wish to contribute? Atta Loka Dhamma.
Loka Dhamma Buddha say, Hiri Vatappe Mata Vesikal. These are the things ruling the world. If these two are not missing, it is difficult to live in the world.
That is because Deva Dhamma, Sukha Dhamma, Loka Dhamma. Loka Palaka Dhamma.
Loka Palaka Dhamma, Hiri Vatapyam. And Deva Dhamma, Buddha's Jataka story also he explained.
Deva Dhamma Sutta.
And even Dasaka Nipata, Anguttara Nikaya, it starts with Appamadam, Hiri Vatapyam. First three qualities. Second is... He makes 10 steps of 30 items to achieve the why we are having jati jara maranam. Because we do not have appamadam, we do not have hiri, we do not have uttapyam. These are the first three. Then kalyana mitta, Avadanyata and Adaryam, this is the second step. Then goes to something like Saddha and Anuddhatam, Uddhacham, opposite of Uddhacham, Anuddhayam and Viryam. These are the third step of qualities required. Then you will be Samvaram, you will have Samvaram, you will have like the three qualities in the Samvaram area. Then it will come to the next step in the ladder is Mutta Satcham, Amutta Satcham, not Mutta Satcham.
Amurta Satcham.
Amutta Satcham. Then Sampajanyam. Then Avikhepa Chittam. This is a
non-wavering
Chittam. Then it goes to Ayoniso Manasikaram. Yoniso Manasikaram. Then Kumagga Sevanam. Opposite is Akumagga Sevanam.
Wrong path.
Alina Chittam. Alina Chittam. This is the quality.
Alert mind.
Alert mind. Then you will have Sakkaya Ditti. You will be aware of Sakkaya Ditti. You will not have any delusion. These three items you will be abolishing. Then you will be free from Jati Jara Marana.
So you are referring to, you have to speak to the mic. You are referring to Anguttara Nikaya.
Anguttara Nikaya, tense.
Anguttara Dasaka Nipata.
Dasaka Nipata. Sutta name is, this is Tikam. Three qualities. 30 qualities.
Three qualities. Dasaka Nipate.
There he said, Hirivottapyam is the basic thing. Appamadam, Hirivottapyam, first step of the ladder.
Sati Sampajanya Sutta also in the Anguttara Dasaka, Hirottapam Bhikkave Asati, Hirottapam Vipannasa, Hatupani Sanghoti, India Sangro. If someone is lacking the moral shame and the moral fear, he has no any control about their senses. Eye, ear, nose, tongue. The senses control. Indriya Sangare Asati, Andriya Sangare Vipannasa, Hatupani Sanghoti, Sila. If the senses are not in control, you don't have even the base for the Sila. So, more than Sila, you have moral responsibility. When you are living in social etiquettes, social norms, that's what people are missing. That's why they are killing the nature. That's why they are polluting the nature. That's why they are polluting their mind. Because they don't know. This is an endowment, natural endowment. They have no sensitivity. It's killing. Artificial intelligence, the infrastructure, technology, and the communication, all don't care about the nature, don't care about the others' emotional intelligence, emotional literacy. So now the mindfulness coming to the preventative, they are now concerned about the emotional literacy. Why this person is like that? Because I can feel it. Shivohang. I am he. He is me. Buddhohang. I am Buddha. I know it is nothing hidden. So you have to have a humanness, basic human qualities that is lacking. So that is, more you educated, more you corrupted. Not necessarily if you educate with mindfulness. That's why we try to give mindfulness to the education system as early as possible, so that they will develop that kind of a moral shame and the moral fear, healthy shame and the healthy fear. For the present day, it says backward qualities. You must be very social, no shame, no fear. That's what we train. The monk's life also a kind of a challenge. We also have no shame to tell the people the truth. We have no fear destroying our life and the body. That is why we became monk. That is not the moral shame and the moral fear. It's healthy.
I don't understand this point.
Monk's life. Mm-hmm. Monk's directly telling any leader without fear. So you don't understand. That means that you are not telling people directly because you are covered by the shame and the fear. No. You can directly talk, you can communicate directly. And the other thing, when you are meditating, you are disappearing. Your body disappearing, and then you are dying. That epistemological, suicidal. You have no fear.
I don't understand.
You have to practice for that. When you are practicing, your breath will be reducing. You don't feel a devil fear. Yeah, we are directly telling him.
Is it good quality or bad quality?
I don't know. You have to understand it. You want to have the love or friendship, or you have to tell directly to the face. We play it. Sometimes we love. Sometimes we tell to the face. We have no shame. Monks. We have no fear.
Monks.
Yeah, we monks. And people, therefore, they don't happy. Public, they say that that monk is very rough and rough. Then I say, don't come to me. I love my solitude. If you come and disturb me, that is what I have to do. I am telling the truth. It may be poison to you. Don't come. To appear like something antisocial. Very rhetoric and articulation, nice words. Gloss over at all? Sometimes yes, but not all the time. Tell to the face. And many people say, Bhante, sometimes you are using very, very astringent, very sour. Then I say, that is the way you condition me up to that. Then I start. Best example is, I went to Chuan Yin Monastery in Bhikkhu Bodhis in Carmel, New York. And some people told, your languages are, sometimes you are using this term and that term. And my translator, Kapya is a Catholic person, very good English teacher. But he is my Kapakaru. So when I am using, one person told, in America, these terms are not using.
Which terms?
Some terms, it's filthy terms. Okay? But my Kapya says, it is in the dictionary. Then I told, no, that is not the answer. I never knew any English till up to grade 10. I learned it from the English people. They taught me filthy language. That is why I am using. I am not a born English person. That is, you are wrong. You have taught me wrong words. I am using. I have no shame. I have no fear. Yes, I used it. Please write a book. I wrote this. I am responsible. I am telling you. So they say, no, he is not decent enough. He is not a real Buddha son. He is not a real monk because he is directly talking. Then I say, don't come with me. I don't have any friendship with you. You are the person coming. I like solitude. Due to the invitation only I came here. I do my business and I go. I have nothing to pacify you. That also like kind of a lack of shame and the fear. But in Dhamma. But this is not my main task. My main task is to go to a place and sit and meditate. No need shame and the fear because it is available only to the society. If the society is going to teach me about Dhamma, then I am saying, I am sorry. That is none of your business. That I practice for so much of years. I am talking it my experience. If you don't like, I say, good and well. Don't invite me. So there I have. So now it is increasing. Lack of shame and the lack of fear, increasing. But I don't feel ashamed. Because the Buddha tell to the face, even to the Mara, even to the Yakka, even to the kings, no harm. But we are not going and telling. When the circumstances arises, we are telling. I have no fear, I have no malice to someone to go and tell him this and that. No, that is none of my business. So therefore, understand the moral shame and the moral fear, healthy part and unhealthy part. The Buddha says, if you are very hungry, you have so much of low sugar and someone is having some food, so you have to go and tell him, please, I am in hyperglycemia, can you borrow some food? Don't feel shame. Don't ashamed. And the other person is well educated. You know you are full of problems. And he is a good person. Then don't be ashamed. Don't wait for the second time. Go and tell, please understand, you have this kind of quality. I am at dirt need. Can you please help? There, don't get ashamed. That is not the moral shame and the moral fear. Five times Buddha has mentioned, when these things happen, don't develop moral shame, stage fear and kind of thing. You have to be straightforward. But it is a personality trait. outspoken kind of people. But you don't understand everything is under the glass of lens of moral shame and the moral fear. No, the shame and the fear. There are healthy and unhealthy parts. But this, it is not relevant to the today's topic. You have to direct it to the mic.
Talk to my son.
No, no, this is not the way. Mic must be like that.
When I talk to my
no.
son.
No, mic might be like that.
When I talk to my son.
You are talk to your mic.
Yeah. He is a computer engineer. He is a software engineer in India. He is having a comfortable age, that is 20s to 30s. And he is having good enough pocket money. And he is not having any burden. He is having enough edibles to eat, which he was deprived in the age of in the early age when he was with me. Now he is free to purchase anything and eat. When I talk with him about dukkha, this is dukkha discovered by the Buddha, and these are the similes and all. He could not able to grasp it. He is not a bad man, but he is unable to understand my speech. Slowly he is away from me because I speak a different perspective, and he could not able to grasp it because the present world is giving so many comforts. Through mobile, he will book a ticket for train or a flight, and his traveling is very easy. When I compare myself, when I was traveling, how difficult it was in a train with so many people. That's why it is unable. I am unable to convince him that there is a dukkha in the life. As per my understanding, these are the points. Dukkha I already crossed with, I faced with, and my father was facing, my mother was facing. I could see that world and that thing. Now this boy is, I am unable to convince this boy with my examples or my way of understanding. This is dukkha in the life. But because of the world's present world's, maybe this 20, 30 years, the number of items to eat available, readily available, ready-made on the shop in the very nearby place. These are the things which are preventing him to understand the dukkha. One is age factor, one is facilities factor, maybe the communication facility developed maybe 30 years before, there is not so much of communication. Now you can see anything from anywhere. You can talk to your parents from here every day, like just like that. How my today my breakfast is this. You can chat with your mother. And this much of communication facility, these are the things which are preventing him to understand the Dhamma, the Dukkha, what Buddha is teaching us. You can give me some advice on this, how to convince the world the Dukkha is available. This is discovered by the Buddha. This is Dukkha. These are the live examples. I may say you will take a birth in the animal world. You will go to the hell, you will go to Asuraloka, you will go to Pretaloka. These are not able, these they don't care because Indian culture is totally different. Even I compare myself when I was a boy or a small man in India, how arrogant I was. I don't salute anybody because I don't bend my head to anybody. I am so straightforward. This is my society's perception which taught me. Now, Indian people are like that. I was like that. Indian people are... Indian means... I say India is my place. Not all India. In that case, how to convince this arrogant man that dukkha is there?
American. Opposite of India. But sometimes they are friends. Huh? How do you interpret the present amenities and the facilities preventing someone from understanding dukkha? Are you agree or disagree?
We don't under... Well... Yes, so I understand what you're saying. I think that people have so many things available quickly to quench their desire, and because of the consumer society that we have, where everything is available, and the manufacturers are making things that quench our thirst for desirable things very easily. So there's everything's available to enjoy You know, if you have a little money, you can go to the store and buy whatever you want that is full of sugar and enjoyable, and there's entertainment, and you can have a cell phone, and you can have the entertainment right at your fingertips. Enjoyment is very much accessible in modern life, and it's that way in India, and it's that way in America as well. So we quickly avoid dukkha. We avoid the suffering because we can quickly enjoy things. People don't want to hear about suffering. They're doing everything they can to avoid any feeling of lack of their enjoyment. They want to enjoy. And at the same time, there's a lot of homeless people in America, and there's a lot of homeless people in India that are suffering. And I guess that creates a fear for those who want to avoid that. That's another thing to avoid, being homeless. So had this idea that we're running from fear and we're running towards desire all the time, looking for something pleasing, enjoyable. So that's what modern people are doing often. And then there's people that are seeing that there's a way to find peace within themselves, and that's also available in America. There are people that are aware of meditation and doing inner work to find peace within themselves. So, but it seems as though definitely the vast majority of people are avoiding any inner peace or inner work. They're looking for the quick fix. If they're having a headache, they want to have some aspirin or something to dull the pain. They go to drink alcohol or to entertainment to dull their senses and forget about their pain. So it's very hard to teach people in that state about, you know, dukkha. They think you're crazy because, you know, why would you believe in something like that, or why would I want to think about my pain? So they don't want to feel any pain, and they have plenty of ways to avoid it in our modern society. So that's now marijuana is becoming legalized in a lot of the United States, and it's a way to quickly avoid to dull yourself.
I thought of present in the Prince Siddhartha, princely person, having all the facilities, not allowed to go outside till age almost 30. He saw a sick person, dead person, an aged person, old age person. He was so shocked. Then he see a recluse. He decided, Ledek Mahalek Malakana Pavidek. He decided that's it. He was an utterly princely. He has three palaces, so much of maidens and golden equipments. Kingsley food, quit. That is not due to the society. That was due to his cumulative energy. So he was quitting. So I would like to ask Solo.
Bhante, I relate to your question about your son and all the comforts that he is living in. I can't speak on behalf of entire Kenya, but I know from personal experience, when I was back in Kenya, I did not do a lot of things that people my age did. Indulging in sensual pleasures or enjoying things like entertainment, you know, going out, buying fashionable material items, buying shiny gadgets. I could I could really do that myself, but I saw that there was just a lot of dukkha going around, more than enough. So I personally never was able to make, you know, so much money, but I was living comfortably. So I thought that maybe if I restrain myself and save up to come to Sri Lanka, then maybe that will pay off. Maybe that will offset at least some of the dukkha that is going around everywhere. So I see so much of myself in the young gentleman that Bhante has described here.
Young gentleman?
Yeah, his son.
Ah, his son.
Yes.
So I was following Chatu for about 15 years. I think he's well advancing in 30s. Chatu, he's a Sri Lankan boy living in Brisbane. Father is good of my devotees. And he's organizing whole Australia retreats. He's driving us from Brisbane to Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, 30 days retreats and kind of thing. And this time I wanted to take the guy to the Hobart also, but he skipped because he was busy. Organizing eldest retreats and the younger retreat. He's in between. I would like to listen Chatu's ideas. You know Chatu is behind you? Give the mic. Chatu Senarat.
So I guess I lived most of my life in a first world country, so I didn't have so much suffering as such. But when I was in my early sort of school days, I felt that, you know, something was missing. And for me, later on, I found that it was a question of who I am rather than the suffering, which I guess is, in a sense, the suffering as well. But not everyone sees it as suffering. They might see it as something else. And then they might be attracted to this path. Also, a lot of my relatives have maybe 50 to 100 first blood or first cousins, let's say, relatives. I never tried to convince them to enter the path because they weren't ready. So the people who were ready, they'll come. And the people who aren't, there's not much to do, in my opinion. I've tried my best, but they won't come, so I leave them be. That's my thoughts.
So when he was driving, sometimes I am asking him to drive fast. But he is abiding by Australian law. The red light and the green light. And Amarnath, now he became a monk. He was down there in the Dhammarakha. He says, Bhante, don't spoil the child. He's driving according to Australian law. But I am talking about the Indian and Sri Lankan way of driving. Everyone is on the road and we whack the fellows and we go. So therefore, I sometimes consider myself as a robust young man. I had no any cars. I have no any idea about driving. But I have the desire. But these guys, they have. But they have discipline. They know vehicle and the road is to go somewhere, is not, but not to meet up with an accident. The way that I may prescribe may be ultimately met up with an accident, then everything will be jammed. So therefore, facilities, amenities, and the social laws, you must understand how to use it. If it is so, world has never changed. There is no difference between India and America. There is no difference from the suffering point of view, Brisbane or any other country. Wherever you go, you see that your outlook, how do you look at it? How much you have understand the truth of suffering, the friction in the world. If it is not so, let them indulge. And yesterday in the discussion, I was talking about the child abuse and therefore children are going for the bad habits, all the kind of thing. Then one of my colleagues, he told, when they go to bad habit, blue films and drugs and all that, but for a short period. But the parents adhere to that. They are continuously looking blue films. They are continuously using drugs because at their young age, they had no that chance. They are not happy with their children doing the bad things. The children do and leave it aside. But the parents, they are lingering. They are the hard truths. They are very bitter truths. So we have to don't attribute everything to the younger generation. They are born with that Singaporean, born with the Singaporean citizen. So they don't know. That's because their parents cut them off from the earth. Cut them off from the culture. No, they are talking. And the parents, they are in a cultural shock. The Chatu's father, mother, they are in a cultural shock. Because they are gone from here to Brisbane, fully established. But they know their parents and the grandparents, when they're here, they are really down to earth. But these guys, they are brought up and born up in the such a situation, but still they are following the path. His sister is not. Last time he brought the sister to the retreat. He loved brother, but no meditation. How is now? She?
Still no meditation.
No. So that's the way. That is not the different culture. That's not the parents. So you have to understand the situation. And therefore we are in such a transitional period, but still we are mindful. Still we are appreciating the insight. And the hardcore thing is your outlook. How do you look at it? To put in into the simple term, how much you are prepared for this sun. Nothing new. Be prepared. Anything can happen. But you have answers for everything. Don't expect consultants. Don't outsource it. Your body knowledge is completely full of potential and possibilities. Be prepared. That is the ultimately coming to the Bhadravada Sutta also. Today we have to stop the situation here because I have some appointments. Chandratanamadru.
So we have we are going to conclude the Dhamma discussion. Today we have discussed one verse from Bhadravada Sutta, and whatever the merits we have accumulated through the discussion, we will share with all the celestial beings, we share with all past relatives and whoever in need of merits. And we wish these merits help us also to understand the Buddha's teaching to attain path, fruition, Nibbana. We will recite the traditional verses.